watching. Good evening, and I want to draw your attention this evening to a really spectacular, cheap line of five different very popular grape varietals that you can find just about anywhere around Britain, and I think you're going to be well pleased with them. So right in on the very first one, actually the biggest bottle, is the Bernard Malbec 12.5% volume, 2024, but you're probably looking at 2025 now, although this one did win silver at the International Wine Challenge. And this is from the Farmatima Valley of Argentine, and all of these are fair trade from Co-op. Okay. Now this particular one is it was £6.15 until very, very recently. I've just gone and bought a bottle and it was £6.50. But it's still an unbelievable wine bargain in Britain, and it is absolutely full-bodied. There's no doubt about that. You know, even with the minimum amount that I've got in the glass right now, I cannot see my hand through the glass. So that is an indicator that it's absolutely full-bodied, and it's a fantastic dark damson colour. So on the nose, I'm getting, you know, really big black fruit, but I'm also getting quite an impressive amount of licorice, pepper spice, and some saddle leather. I mean, it's almost quite tannic. It's got a lot of depth that's just going round and round the palate. And it's got a really pleasing finish. This is a wine that's going to go absolutely fantastically with any type of casserole or beef brisket. Yeah, or pulled pork would be amazing. And just anything else you can think of. I mean, lamb bolognese, just fantastic. Absolutely, this is just built for red meat dishes. But it would be amazing with mussels, cheese, and just your favourite dessert, you know, death by chocolate cake. This would slice through that pretty well. So this is Bernarda Malbec from Argentine, and it's a brilliant blend. You very, very rarely, if ever, see Bernarda, the grape varietal, on its own, but it is blended absolutely superbly with Malbec. And years ago, this particular one used to come out as Bernarda Shiraz, actually. But recently, in the last 5 or 6 years, it's heralded itself as Bernard Malbec, and it is still one of the most, well, it is the most impressive wine you can buy at this price range, £6.50. Right, it's, you know, it cannot disappoint you. If you like Bordeaux, if you like a big Rhone, and you just want something cheap, you want something from the corner shop quickly, go and get the cheapest of the fair trade varietals, and they're all there. So there's five varieties, and there it is, £6.50. I mean, this is the best wine in Britain for £6.50, right? Yes, I've tried them all. It's so, so good. You know, you can't possibly go wrong, and it's just going to cut through any kind of gravy meat dish and a whole lot of other things as well. I mean, you know, just for crackers and chat with friends, absolutely brilliant. It's mesmeric. Okay, now I've also purchased, and they were £7.15 and £7.35 today, the Carmenere and the Shiraz. Okay, but there were also a Merlot and a Cabernet Sauvignon, which I'll try for another time. And actually, they do come from different countries, so I can't be 100% sure where the Merlot and Cabernet come from, because I didn't look. But that will be the feature of a new article here at House Effect Books. Okay, I'm really focusing today not so much on the Bernarda Malbec, because, you know, I've put it into other articles and it's just an outstanding winner. Really is tip top. You just can't fault it, you know. Right, so today what I've got is actually the Carmenere was £7.15, and it's from Chile, as you might expect. Carmenere was a Bordeaux grape that's migrated to South America, and it's doing absolutely brilliant there. And it is kind of the, you know, the carbon copy mark of Chile, and they do a brilliant silky soft version that's just fabulous for a Friday night to chill out with your family and friends. But there's also this Shiraz, which is 13%, and that's from Western Cape, South Africa. So let's get on to these. First of all, I'm going to open the Fair Trade Carmenere, £7.15. And on the back, it just says it's alluring and well-structured. And it's got a long finish. And it says full-bodied. So let's compare these to South American wines immediately and see. You know, that what's interesting is it's a cream-coloured capsule. It's displaying a gentle red-violet. So let's see how this one measures up to the glass. I'm not going to pour a great deal into the glass. It's a universal glass with a truncated bottom and a fairly narrow funnel at the top. Absolutely perfect for wine tasting, and usually brings out the absolute best in these type of single varietal wines. Okay, so to look through, yeah, again, I can't see my hand through at all, and there's not a lot of wine in the glass, so that's definitely looking at a full body. Now this one is so much more exotic on the nose. You know, the other one was just giving me straight down the line beefsteak, saddle leather, licorice, pepper spice, damson. Okay. Just like I thought it would be. This one's giving me so much silky smoothness. Right, I haven't got that tannic afterbite, but it does have a pretty long finish, and it's just incredibly mouth-filling. You know, it's got a lot to offer. In fact, what I'm massively getting is I'm getting Kashmiri with cardamom, some nutmeg, and some cumin in there. It's quite a curry sort of wine. Fantastic. Really, really does. I mean, fruit-wise, what would I say? This is the 2024. It's 12.5%, and it's from the Vale Central of Chile. From a remote community of grape growers. And it's all about fair trade, so it's all about changing lives and, you know, being helpful and all that sort of thing. It's definitely, I mean, more than any other country, I have noticed before now, the wines of Chile have an amazing chocolate propensity about them. So you've got sort of all sorts of interesting curry notes. A bit of green pepper in there. A little bit of rocket. There's some sharpnesses. But there's also this incredibly deep, dark chocolate at the back of it as well. It's not like a pepper spice type of wine. The spices are much, much more kind of authentic and subtle, right? But they're definitely in there. I mean, this is a beautiful wine. And in a way, whatever kind of wine you are, whether you're a Shiraz or you're Cabernet Sauvignon or you're Malbec or just something completely different, I think this one's well worth trying because, you know, it just gives you such a centre on world red wines and what's out there. I don't think myself that this is as mesmeric a wine as the Bernarda Malbec. I think it's very refreshing, very silky smooth. It's pretty full-bodied, and it's what I call a Friday night wine. Just get back, you've had a week of it, you just want to chill, immediately open and glug. Yeah, it's definitely that sort of wine. It'd be very interesting to see how it compares to the Merlot, and also how the Cabernet Sauvignon compares to them all. So I will do those two as soon as I can. But yeah, I mean that what's amazing about them is they're all totally standalone wines. You know, you could buy two or three bottles of them and enjoy them with friends over an evening and just chat about the wine itself, the sort of, you know, ideas it brings, and it'll probably spark some travel talk, and places you would go if you were a millionaire, that type of thing, you know. But yeah, this wine, I mean, tell you the truth, I'd actually pair this wine with a really nice fish pie. Right, it's a red wine that's not you know, stroking like a match across my tongue. It's just really, really smooth. It doesn't have complex character. It has a personality. Okay, that's what I want you to take away with you for that one. And now we're going to try the South African Shiraz. Okay, so this one's a tiny bit stronger at 13%. Again, it says full-bodied, and it's really aiming at changing some lives because it's fair trade, you know. And so let's see where we're at here. I mean, Shiraz is an amazing grape varietal which just gets passed around the world over, and sometimes comes to light as Syrah, particularly in Northern Rhone and anywhere that's trying to emulate Northern Rhone. Now, you've got to bear in mind, they did say full-bodied, and I can see my fingers through the glass on the same amount of wine. It's an absolutely extraordinarily beautiful raspberry cranberry juice. Look, a very, very attractive scarlet light seafood red, okay? And on the nose, it's by far the most sort of enigmatic of them all. It's giving me loads of fruit, loads of spice, and loads of other notes like herbs and leather and forest mulch and mushrooms, you know. So let's see. I mean, the thing is about, you know, inexpensive Shiraz, what are you going to get? Do you know what I mean? Are you going to get roasted coffee, chocolate, seaweed? I mean, what are you going to get? So let's go. Right, it's very, very different to the other two. It's a very contemplative wine. I wouldn't call it full-bodied, not by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm happy to go with medium bodied, you know. The interesting point about these wines, apart from the fact that they're very, very cheap, they're very easily available and they're fair trade, you know, if you paired them with an equivalent that was, say, twice, three times the price, how would they come out showing? As somehow, I don't know what it is with me, but I always kind of equate the word fair trade with organic. Now, it's completely different, but what I'm trying to say is I'm getting the idea that there's an intense integrity in there that's not about mass production. Okay, so I'm just guessing that I'm already going to get a nicer, better, purer wine because it says fair trade, same as I would expect if it said organic, you know. I think, you know, I wouldn't say it's got a long finish. It's really satin, really satin. It's a jazz of a wine. Okay, The Bernarda Moorbeck, that's more of a Beethoven string quartet. The Carmonier is, oh, that's Debussy in a bottle. Okay. But the Shiraz is, well, it's almost like a Fauré nocturne, you know. There's a certain enigmatic sort of note about it, massively, there's no way, I don't think, let me just taste it again, but I don't think there's any way I would blind taste that and say, oh yeah, that's a Shiraz. So it's not anything like a Shiraz. It's a Shiraz that doesn't have anything about it at all that says Shiraz. So if you like Shiraz, probably don't go for this one. If you like trying wines of the world and you're into fair trade, definitely try this one, right? But I would definitely say of the three I've tried so far, bearing in mind I've had the Bernarda Moorbeck or its old equivalent, the Bernarda Shiraz, for years, probably easily 10 years. The Shiraz from South Africa is by far the most disappointing of the three. Okay, it doesn't mean it's not a good wine for the price. It just doesn't come up to the amazing amazements of the other two, that's all. If pushed, I would say that was a Cinzo, because it looks like a Cinzo, it tastes like a Cinzo, and it's from South Africa. So, you know, maybe they put the wrong label on the bottle. Right, now what I'm going to do is what I intended to do when I bought these two. I'm actually going to combine the Shiraz and the Carmonier and see if I get the kind of wine I'm actually looking for this evening, okay? Which is a little bit downplayed from the Bernarda Moorbeck, which is one hell of a hefty wine. I mean, it really is a kick you in the teeth with a mule type of red wine. And so I'm just 50-50 with the Shiraz and Carmonier, notwithstanding the fact they come from different parts of the world, but that's not entirely my fault. And what I've produced is a wine, absolutely beautiful dark crimson. There's a lot of sort of, you know, scarlet lights in the underside of the glass. There's, you know, beautiful. I mean, if this was a fruit, I would think that it was raspberry, blackberry, and blueberry. Okay. And on the nose, I'm getting the best red wine nose I've had all year. Partly because it's one of the only ones I've had all year, so I haven't really drunk any red wine at all. I mean, I have to say, if you try this yourself at home, right, so there was, the Carmonier was 7.15 and the Shiraz was 7.35, so that's £14.50. So you've got a magnum of wine there. Combine them at 50-50, right, and you're going to get the best nose you've ever had. Oh, it's just absolutely superlative. There's everything knocking in there, from cedar to the old struck match, you know, to the back of an old 1970s carpet. You've got forest mushroom. You've got pepper spice. You've got cardamom. You've got, you know, burnt sesame seeds. And also a bit of samphire, I think. Let's see how this one's measuring up taste wise. Have to admit, this is what I did. I went out there to buy those two bottles to blend them. Yeah, so I think I've done pretty well here. I've gone from silky smooth to satin, and I've got a kind of velvet now. That's pretty good. I've moved on. It's kind of Glenmiller of a wine now. If you like a fruit-driven, enigmatic, delicious, you know, wine that's pretty memorable, to be honest, but it will work with an enormous number of food choices, from, you know, pie to pizza, right? I think that's pretty good. blend the two of them and you're just laughing. But I mean, if you really want something that goes with the heartiest meat dishes you can get a couple of bottles of the banana Malbec. But it is a real, I mean, it's like being kicked by a Cape Buffalo elephant, you know. So I think, yeah, these are pretty good, very, very interesting choices. The two I've just bought are really bright green bottles, and the Bernarda is a deep brown, and it's much taller as well, I noticed. But they're totally fascinating. I mean, you're going to be really pushed to find something not only as available as this, as cheaply as this, but something you can rely on throughout the year, you know, because the supermarkets do tend to change their choices and their prices all the time. But I do love it that I can always go into any co-op anywhere and they'll have at least three, four, or five out of the five. And I think they're all going to be pretty fantastic. So, chin chin. And next time I'll try the Malbec and the Cabernet Sauvignon. Goodness knows where they're from, but you know, we'll give them a go. They're a little bit more money though, £8.15. So they're going to have to work very, very hard. Because I'm impressed with wines at the moment that are in the £6 to £8 price range, okay? Because I want to know how hard can a wine work at that price range, and therefore, why are we paying more money? Why are we paying 14, 15, £16 for a bottle that isn't anywhere near as good as the Bernarda Malbec Fairtrade from Co-op at £6.50, you know? The more I try these wines, the more I'm convinced the whole wine industry in Britain is a total, total scam. Total scam. Why do the bottles need to cost so much? It's all just grape juice at the end of the day, isn't it? And it either gets you zonked out or it doesn't. And you've either got a nice meal to go with it or you haven't. I've got a rump steak, which I'm going to have with some rocket. That's it. Rump steak and rocket. That's the dinner. Okay? I'll do a photo when I've cooked it. Chin chin! That's how to enjoy. Well, I've spent £21. Yeah, £21, three bottles of wine. That's going to do me for 4 days, okay? And I'm having rump steak, I'm having tuna salad, and then I'm having a couple of days of salmon salad. So. Yeah, rock on. And at the end of that, I'm going to give you what I think is Britain's absolute tip-top best quality white wine. And that's on Sunday. See you later.